Yeah, I'll do that after I'm done with my brother.
What's up? We connected?
Yes, sir. There we go. There we
It took a
go.
minute. It is John Jeremy's Daily Moment, of course. So I guess if it's gonna take a minute, might as well make it a good one.
Yeah. True
I'm
that.
here with my brother and longtime NFL fan to talk to you guys about the NFL going into week 7. Of course, we had a really close game last night, which actually had, I think it was, what, 3 plays after the time ran out. And of
Yeah.
course, the Raiders ended up coming out on top over the Chiefs, but I can't take anything from the Chiefs. I mean, it was a good game, but overall, the Chiefs did blow it in the fourth quarter there at the end. I mean, if they
Yeah.
wouldn't have those penalties, they probably could have, held the Raiders off and actually, won that one. But, you win some, you lose some, especially whether you're the best team in the league or not.
I like how they run the plays to Tyreek Hill, though. They run a lot of plays to
Tyreek
that guy.
Hill is, that guy is great, especially on returns.
He's
Definitely a
kind of like
beast.
one of those new guys, like Duke Johnson for the Browns. Like he'll line up as wide receiver or running back.
Well, when he doesn't turn the ball over, I mean, being as fast as he is, he's still able to hold on to that ball. I mean, do you think the Chiefs are the best team right now, or would you pick another team if you had to take two to the Super
No,
Bowl? Who would you pick?
Steelers from the AFC and probably maybe Carolina's the one team that they're really good in the NFC, but I feel like a lot of it's still up in the air. I mean, I feel like Carolina's got enough to do it though. Their defense is good.
See, the Steelers had two losses, though, to what I feel is subpar teams. I mean, they lost to the
Yeah,
Bears,
man.
and then they lost to Jacksonville. I mean, do you think that those two
No,
losses are going
Jacksonville.
to affect them?
No. Jacksonville, that's not a bad loss anymore. They're actually pretty good in the last year. That's not a bad loss anymore. A few years ago it would have been, but they're pretty good actually. I thought Jacksonville's one of those teams that either them or Tennessee's going to win the South.
I feel like Jacksonville is pretty good overall. I mean, I don't know if I would say that their quarterback position is the greatest, but their running back, I mean, Leonard Fournette, he's going for
I
Rookie
just,
of the Year. He could probably go for even MVP, honestly. I mean, he's
I
averaging 4.5
mean,
yards per carry, so.
the Steelers though, because I mean, Roethlisberger, he's experienced, man. I feel like they show up when it's like playoff time and everything. They're just one of those teams.
Well, and Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown, I mean, if you want to
I
run it, you can
mean,
run it.
yeah.
You can throw it. I mean, they also got Martavis Bryant out there, which he's
Yeah,
requesting a
exactly.
trade, but I mean, he's
They
still a
have
good
hand. Yeah,
receiver.
they got. They have hands down the best receiver in Brown, and then Le'Veon Bell is hands down one of the best running backs. I mean, all they
Well, and
got
then
to worry about is that young
that
defense.
kind of just begs the question, though. Who would you pick an MVP? I mean, obviously Tom Brady is in the talks. Young Deshaun Watson is probably in the talks, and of course Alex Smith. He's having a phenomenal season. No interceptions this far, and I mean they were 5-0 for the first 5 games of the season, and then just recently dropped 2. So I'm wondering, do you think Alex Smith is even in the MVP talks, or would you take a step back and go for somebody
You
else?
no, you got to go Watson. I feel like you got to go Watson right now. He has more touchdown passes than anybody. I
I mean,
mean,
he had
and
that one game where he
him being
threw
a
off.
rookie.
Well, and it's not new to see a rookie do well in the NFL. It's actually like something that you're
I know, but
kind of more
for him
used
to be
to.
running for the MVP, I don't know if that's ever happened.
Well, I'm wondering, I mean, do you think that they can still win the division even though they don't have J.J. Watt on the defensive side?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean that your guys' division's such a toss up. I mean
Well,
it
I mean,
really
you got
is.
the Titans and you got Jacksonville. I mean, obviously you can count Indianapolis out without Andrew Luck. They're, dead in the water. With Jacksonville and Tennessee there, you got to wonder if Houston can hold them off, especially if it came